promises of Christ my King, through eternal ages let his praises ring.
You must
keep on the firing line.
Life is but to labor for the master dear. Help to banish evil and to spread good cheer.
Great you'll be rewarded for your service here. So keep on the firing line.
Oh, you must fight,
fight brave against all evil. Never run nor even lag behind. If you would win for God and the righteous, keep on the firing line. When we get to heaven, brother, we'll be glad. Keep on the firing line. How we'll praise the Savior for the call we had. Keep on the firing line. When we see the souls that we have helped to win, leading them to Jesus from the paths of sin, with a shout of welcome we will all march in. So keep on the firing line.
Oh, you must fight,
be brave against all evil. Never run nor even lag behind. If you would win for God and the righteous, keep on the firing line.
There are some things I may not know. There are some places I can go, but I am sure of this one thing, that God is real, for I can feel Him deep within, and my God is real. soul. My God is real, for He has washed and made me whole. And His love for me is like pure gold. My God is real, for I can feel Him in my soul. Some folks may doubt, some folks may scorn, and all can desert and leave me alone. But as for me, I'll take God's part, for God is real and I can feel Him in my heart. And my God is real, He's real in my soul. My God is real, for He has washed and made me whole. And His love for me is like pure gold. My God is real, for I can feel Him in my soul. I cannot tell just how you felt when Jesus took your sins away. But since that day, God has been real, for I can feel His holy power. And my God is real, He's real in my soul. My God is real, for He has washed and made me whole. And His love for me is like pure gold. My God is real, for I can feel Him in my soul. And oh, my God is real, He's real in my soul. My God is real, for He has washed and made me whole. And His love for me is like pure gold. My God is real, for I can feel Him in my soul. I said, my God is real, for I can feel Him in my soul.
Tossing, driven on the restless sea of time. Somber skies and howling tempests all succeed a bright sunshine. In that land of perfect day, when the mist has rolled away, we will understand it better by and by. By and by, when the morning comes, when all the saints of God are gathered home, we will tell the story of how we've overcome, and we'll understand it better by and by. We are often destitute of the things that life demands. Want of food and want of shelter, thirsty hills and barren lands. We are trusting in the Lord and according to His word. We will understand it better by and by. Oh, by and by, when the morning comes, when all the saints of God are gathered home, we will tell the story of how we've overcome, and we'll understand it better by and by. Trials dark on every hand, and we cannot understand all the ways that God would lead us to that blessed promised land. But He guides us with His eye, and we'll
follow till we die. For we'll understand it better by and by. Oh, by and by, when the morning comes, when all the saints of God are gathered home, we will tell the story of how we've overcome, and we'll understand it better by and by. Oh, by and by, when the morning comes, when all the saints of God are gathered home, we will tell the story of how we've overcome, and we'll understand it better by and by. And we'll understand it better by and by.
Amen. We'll understand it better by and by. We don't understand some things now. I'm preaching on Sunday about providences of God and Rahab's rebellion and to government and the things that happened there with that and just how the providence of God met with that. And I'll be preaching back in the book of Joshua chapter 2 and continuing on with some expository preaching through that. And man, this coffee's warming me up here. I turned the heat up in here because it was a little cold, and I'm telling you, I'm getting warm now. Woo! So anyway, praise the Lord. I'm glad to have you here with me. I know I'm running late here. I'll go over the normal time past 1 o'clock, I'm sure. We'll go into 1:30 probably because of that. I won't short you on any time there today unless you want to get out early. Then you can just check out, so to speak, right? All right. So lots of crazy stuff going on. Lots of things happening. Want to show you some things today and give you a perspective that I have on the issue. And you may not agree with that, and that's okay, but I believe it's a correct one. And I absolutely believe that, Betty, I don't know. Let me just say this, Betty. I don't know if you can call Florida chilly. I really don't think you can. I guess you can call Florida chilly. I guess it could be chilly in Florida. I don't know. It's hard for me to believe that anybody could complain about the weather in Florida. But maybe you just need to spend a few weeks at OPBC here. And you come here to Minnesota and you spend a few weeks with us here, and then you'll figure out what cold is. And then you'll be thankful. You'll be like people here when it's 30 degrees running around in a t-shirt. Minnesota people wear sweatshirts and shorts. Not me. I'm from the Illinois-Iowa border. From a small town. And I like it better, their weather, better than here. But I love it here because this is where God put me, and I love the people that God gave me here. And I don't have anything better to do than do the will of God and to be right where I'm at. Right smack dab where the heart of all the trouble is. Right? Right smack dab where all the trouble is. That's where God put me. For such a time as this. What in the world did I do that for? Let me see here. There we go. I gotta send this over so people know how to find us here. Good thing I put that in the wrong spot. Man, that was weird. Hang on a second, people. Give me a second. I'm kind of slow sometimes. You gotta work with me here. Work with me. All right, there we go. Now we got it up. Tennessee. All right, you're moving to Tennessee. I like Tennessee. Smoky Mountains, it was fun. I'll have to be honest with you. I like Branson better than I like, what's that place called? That whole Dollywood area, I didn't go to Dollywood. I'm not really into Dolly Parton. I think she's a witch, a little old stinking, rotten, dirty, filthy, disgusting slut whore from hell. Anyway, if I haven't really explained to you what I really think of her, one that made her money off of selling her breasts to the world, and also the perversion, the witchcraft that she has, and every other diabolical thing that you can imagine. So I really don't have any desire to go there. Negative 26 when you're in Korea, Elijah Morgan. Well, let me tell you, we can best that. Because we had negative 100 here. Easy? What do you mean easy? No. That lady's a straight up witch. I really want to talk about her sometime specifically. If there isn't someone that has bewitched God's people, it is people like Dolly Parton. She has absolutely bewitched the people of God. It's amazing. Absolutely amazing. Anyway, so that'll give you something to think about. Negative 50 last year over here. Where are you at? South Korea, of course. I thought you were in North Korea with that funny little cross-eyed guy over there that was trying to play video games and kill and chase around Dennis Rodman or something weird. Anyway, but Dolly Parton's not a Christian. She's an antichrist little witch. You know, those people up in the mountains there's a lot of witchy poo people up there. A lot of witchcraft, a lot of superstitions, a lot of things that go on up there. I'm not a big fan of that. When I was over in Branson, though, I enjoyed that area a little bit more. Although, I will tell you this. I did like the pancakes over at the pancake-making plant, like George Bush said, at the machine-making plant. Got the machines at the machine-making plant. Right? But you can't call us. Look, even the Bible calls Rahab the harlot. Boy, you do that today and people lose their mind. They don't know what to think of that. You can't talk like that. Right? They don't like that. They don't like that straight speech. Right? Anyway. Well, it is Friday, so I'm not being as strict to topic right now. I have talked about this. Did anybody see my video from my underground bunker? Deep behind enemy lines from my underground bunker the other day? I was skinning a deer that night. Did you see my underground bunker? My video from there? Wasn't that cool? Isn't country music Rome ants? It was 6 a.m. and you missed it, Carl. That was my underground secret broadcasting area. I can't tell you where that is. Carl, let me inform you of something. My very outdoors challenge friend. One does not catch a deer, Carl. One cannot catch a deer, Carl, unless one has wings to fly or rockets. One does not catch a deer, Carl. One has to shoot a deer with something. Thou canst not catch a deer, Carl. No, actually, one of my friends gave it to me. He gave it to me. He had extras. He shot a bunch, and he had extra. I'm just messing with you, Carl. Having fun with you. I wish I could come and see you, Carl, if the whole world wasn't locked down. I would have made my way to Europe. They canceled that European trip. Otherwise, I would have came and seen you, Carr. I would have met you somewhere. I would have loved to come and see. Man, I'd love to smack you right upside your head, Carl. I'm just kidding, brother. I'd give you a big hug, man. I would. I'd love to meet you. Someday, Lord willing, someday, man. Someday. Someday, Carl, I'll be able to pick you up, throw you over my shoulder, and run with you. That's what I'll do. Look at this tiny guy. I'll just pick him up and go, whoosh, grab him and run him over, run him down the road. Right? That'll be fun. So I think Carl, you know something? I think I'm going to meet you someday. I really do. I know I'll meet you in heaven one day, but I think I'm going to meet you somewhere on this earth someday. We're probably all going to be in the gulag together. Hey, Carl, if we do it right, maybe we'll all just be in the same FEMA camp together somewhere. Oh, that's funny. Maybe we'll all be in the same FEMA camp somewhere, Carl. Won't that be fun? Because if I have to be locked in a cell with somebody, Carl, I'd really want it to be you. Well, maybe a few other people, but... Oh, that's funny. All right. Eler Melendez. Do you ever come down to preach in the East Coast? Where exactly are you talking about in the East Coast? Look, I'll be honest with you. I don't get very many invites to preach anywhere. I'm not exactly the most popular guy out there. So I don't have like my own club. I have hair, so I'm not in the hair club for men. I don't exactly get invited to the Fundy preaching seminars. I'm actually coming to... I might. There's a chance. If my wife has a baby. Sooner. Than the 30th of this month. I'll be going out to the New Hampshire area. New Hampshire, New York. There's some people out there I'll be visiting in New York. And I just might. You're near Boston? Hey. You get me a place to preach over there by Boston, Massachusetts. I'll preach there one of those days while I'm there. You post me up in a house somewhere, I'll break every stinking COVID rule they have. And I'll preach there. Steven Anderson does not like me. Me and Stevie are not on good terms. Me and Steven have, we have videos about each other. Hey, I'll do it. Just don't turn out to be some psychotic, crazy killer that's gonna like cut my spleen out and eat it or something. I hate it when that happens. Why doesn't he like me? Well, it could have to do with the video that I did exposing his false doctrine, his heresy. And then it could have to do with the fact that I actually preach the gospel. And he preaches a perversion of it. I am on the repentance blacklist, by the way. I was on there before it was cool. I just want you to know that I was on the repentance blacklist before it was cool. Before it was cool. Yep. I made the blacklist before before all that. It's Peter! Hello, Peter! Anyway, I don't mess around too much with that. I don't worry about Steven Anderson and all those other guys. I don't have time for it. I'm too busy doing what God's got me doing. I'll call out heresy and call out those things, but I don't waste a bunch of time on everything else. I really don't have the time for it. So, anyway, that's now on to other topics here. Now that I've talked to all of you fine people, hey, the only person we're missing on here is Andrea. I don't see her on there. That's like the only person we're missing here. Glaze Pro, I appreciate that. That's like saying, I love you no matter what your mother says about you. That's sweet. Thank you. Okay. Now, still trucking after all these years, Elijah Morgan. Well, if you want to find latest sermons, I have no idea what that is. Oh, okay. Anyway, here's our latest sermons over here. Some of these aren't sermons. These two weren't sermons, obviously. They were... Let me see here. Let me see here. I'm going to change this for a second here. Hold on. Let's see, hang on. I think we got that done there. Okay. Oh, yeah, hang on. All right. So here we go. All right. Now, what happened? What in the world happened? I'll tell you what happened. I believe that this was the grandest and greatest setup of people that has taken place in a while. I also believe that it's an image thing, okay? There's an image thing going on here. What has to happen is to destroy the image. Here's what I want to explain to you. This is the most important thing for you to understand in all this. The design of this was to make people that object to election fraud look like kooky, crazy, conspiracy, QAnon people, and there's no truth to it. So it's to put down any opposition, to make the opposition look insane. That's what it's designed to do. And that's what it did. Because you see all these liberal people, even these conservatives saying, oh, well, you shouldn't have done this, and you shouldn't have, it's dangerous to do what you did. It isn't dangerous for us to storm the halls of Congress. I'll be honest with you, it isn't. Now, to break in, to break stuff, to illegally go somewhere, to illegally do something, obviously, yes, that's wrong. But to go to the Capitol and protest is not wrong. But they're lumping it all together. They're oversimplifying it on purpose in a way that makes everyone look like they're insane. Now, Trump has enjoyed the worship that people give him. He is absolutely elated by the worship that he is receiving from people. He's pushing. Hey, Andrea, how you doing? Hope you're doing well. Glad to hear the baby's doing good. Pray for ours coming sometime. Of course there is voter fraud. Now, Pence's absolute stoic nature was in place for a purpose, to make Donald Trump and the patriotic movement look even more insane. And Donald Trump naturally makes everything look insane. His position is meant to look insane. You have to understand, if they sink Trump, and I'm not defending Trump, I'm telling you the narrative. I want you to understand this. It's to sink white Christian or fundamentalist Christian America. White, black, whoever they are. Real Bible-believing Christians. It's to make them look like a bunch of stubborn, crazy fools. Belligerent, stubborn asses. That's what they want them to look like. That cannot accept reality. Because they've painted a picture of reality that is not real. Right? Oh man, I'm getting heated up. I gotta take this sweater off. Hold on. Woo. All right. Man, it's getting hot in here. Woo! Alright, so that's what the goal is, okay? That's what they're doing, and there's actors in this game. I want you to look at this, I want you to look at it as a big play. There's a big play going on. And I gotta drink some water. There's a big play going on. All right? And with this big play that's going on, there's actors that are doing their part. So, here's the first part to make sense to you, okay? You have Trump getting all a radical. Like radical elephants. Remember that crazy lady? Oh, who wants to take a radical elephants moment? I think we should. I'm really going to take my time today, and I'm not in a big hurry, but I just... I wonder, here it is. Here's Radical Elephants.
And I'm going to have my wife, Jessa, share a dream that she had. And I'm going to tell you what God's been speaking to me about. And I believe it's the key that's going to release the greatest miracle anointing for the church.
The key right here. It's going to be, I'm telling you, Radical Elephants is the key to it all!
Jessa,
for my eyes, and he said, "What do you see?" And so I looked, and I didn't see anything at first, and then all of a sudden I saw this elephant racing across my eye. And Oral Roberts said, he put his hands over my eyes and said, "What do you see?" And I said, I didn't see anything at first, and then all of a sudden I saw this elephant racing across my eyes. And it was dancing, it was going crazy, it was just, it had this big smile, and it was just going crazy. And I said, "It's a wild elephant. I see a wild elephant." And then I said, What's with the elephant?" He said, "Exactly. What is it with the elephant?" And then I looked again, and in that vision, what was highlighted was the trunk of the elephant. I said, "It's the elephant nose." And he said, "Yes." I said, "It's discernment." And he said, "Exactly."
That's
and then
it.
He says,
"Cause when
do
I
you
think,
see lions?"
When I think of radical elephants, I think of discernment, don't you?
And I closed my eyes again, and then I saw the lion. And the lion, it was just a golden lion, and I woke up. And when I woke up...
Let it be known that when I was tripping, I saw golden roosters. When I was a lost man.
Literally, I woke up in the middle of the night, and I just felt like the Lord was highlighting things to me about the dream. And in the dream, I thought it was pretty ironic that Oral Roberts put his hands... He covered my eyes and said, "What do you see?" And I thought that was interesting because he's covering my eyes. What do you see? And I felt like the Lord was saying that even more so now, for the church today, we need to walk by faith and not by sight. What do you see? You know, I didn't see anything at first until I really looked and I pressed in. You know, and I saw the wild elephant. And so when the elephant came running in, and I said, "What is it with it?" So it's almost like, what's with walking by faith? How do you walk by faith and not by sight? By discerning the times and the seasons. Getting a hope from God.
So this reminds me of Trump.
To be able to see, to discern the times and the seasons that's ahead of you. And the thing about the elephant, it wasn't just an ordinary elephant, it was a wild elephant. It was radical, 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 radical.
Whoa.
And the elephant means...
Whoa, that's some heavy stuff right there. Whoa, that's some heavy stuff right there.
A great impact. And I really felt like what happened in Lakeland was just the beginning. It's just an introduction. Just a table of contents of what's to come. And I felt like the great impact is greater. Greater, greater. It's the great impact. And the greatest impact that you can have is bringing the kingdom of God to earth.
Okay, so... That's what it reminds me of when you see the contrast of you see sober-minded, like stoic, so you see sober-minded and stoic, absolutely stoic Pence, right, through the whole thing, and then you see, then what do you see? Then you see Trump going absolutely ballistic. I mean, check out the setup. So Trump calls out Pence right before that and shows all these people that are there. Well, Pence isn't going to do anything for you. Now, is it Trump's fault that those people went nuts? No. And I don't even think those people are real. I mean, I think they're real people, but I don't think they're not patriots. Now, there are some crazy patriots out there. people that are like, let me show, okay, but this is a psyop. So simple-minded and weak people, they use to do stupid things. Pence is not a born-again Christian. Pence is a stinking Catholic. And I told all these people that years ago, some of my friends that are Baptist pastors in Indiana, when he was calling himself a Catholic Christian, a born-again Catholic, they're a bunch of lying Jesuit devils is all they are. Can't stand it, man. People believe it. Just because they say Christ, they believe it. Well, Jesus said when they say that to you, you better be careful. Look at this. Here it is, right here, look. That if any man shall say unto you, lo, here is Christ, or there, believe it not. For there shall arise false Christs and false prophets that shall show great signs and wonders, in so much that if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect. And there are so many people right now that are absolutely deceived. They're deceived. I'm not talking about everybody that voted for Trump. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about there's a select group of those people, just like there are of liberals, that will go bonkers, nuts, insane. Right? Good afternoon, Luba. Hope you're doing well. Okay, there are people that will go nuts. They will go nuts when they're prompted. They will. Something that let's see if I can find it. Because there's a lot of game players in this. And I'm telling you, it just stinks and smacks of Antichrist. And let me tell you something. I am so sick and tired of Christians being so absolutely gullible. Just gullible. Gullible. Hang on, I'm looking for something. You had General Flynn up there saying Trump is gonna be president. Now, why does that matter? Because I believe men like General Flynn, I believe men like that are agent provocateurs. They study, look, he was the head of national security, he was our national security advisor, these generals, man, they're trained, they know what they're doing, a lot of them are psyop, man. I'm telling you, you don't get up to where those people are and you're not playing a game. And then they all pretend to be Christians, and then all the Christians go flock to those people of any notoriety. And watch this, and then they get all the way up there. So what did they do to those people? They get all the way up there and they say, and here's what they say, are you ready? Here's what they say. They get them all ready, all these people up there at the Capitol. Then they have this storm the Capitol thing, right? Well, what happens? Well, guess what happens? They get up there and then they say, oh, like Kelly Loeffler, who was like the worst candidate ever in the whole world. Right? And and these other candidates that they put in that joke election there, where they let two socialists win, one guy that stinking beats his wife, the one black dude just beats his wife. She gets on camera and says, hey, he beat me. And you know what all the feminists do and everybody else? Nah, we don't believe a thing of it. Put that man in office. It's all just a big scam. All these people are players in a game. I'm sorry, but you'll never get me to believe it because they have absolutely no integrity. They put the worst candidates up there. And a guy that preaches with Jeremiah Wright. That wants God to damn America. Right? That guy's up there and he is buddies lock and step with that guy. You're not telling me that all election came down to 1%. And you got all these kooky, weird players. What are they doing? They put the poop in the punch bowl to make everybody look stupid. So Flynn goes off and he's like a character. They give him a pardon. He's out. He walks free, the whole thing was a big scam anyway. A distraction. So they all get up there. They all get up there when it's time for Pence. By the way, Pence could do nothing. Pence could not do anything. He couldn't. Look, listen to me. Listen to me. If one man can stop the voting of an entire country, we wouldn't be a republic anymore at all, even a fake one. It's not possible. If it was possible, then you couldn't even have any, it wouldn't even, the founding fathers didn't set it up like that. That one man could kill everything. The office of the presidency has been built up so far and so crazy. It's been built up so crazy and so far gone. I don't know how true Rand Paul or Ron Paul are. But I can tell you their positions are correct on things, for the most part. But I can't vouch for their Christianity because I don't know them. Here's my point. I can vouch for Ron Paul's platform, because his platform is correct, but I can't vouch for his soul. I don't know. But he also doesn't get up there and try to push Christianity in a fake way. So, here's what they did. So they all get up in this office. All those legislators get up there and they're like, I just can't vote against Biden. Not with everything that happened. I just can't. How fake is that? How fake is that? I just can't because all this happened at the cat. Really? Okay, so what does that do to people? Mind trigger. What are they doing now? They're telling you that if you oppose the election, if you oppose voter fraud, if you oppose those things, then you're for terrorists. You're for the Capitol being overtaken. You're for all those things. That's what the signal was. To put down the opposition and usher in this new administration. That's what it's about. That's how they did it. And they have players in the game. Flynn's a player in the game. That Lynn Wood is a player in the game. These other conspiracy kooks that were like, Trump's got 674 to the 30th, 304th millionth power chess D3D playing here. It's so stupid. He's playing 3D, 4D, 5D, 6D, 12D, 157 millionth D chess that you just don't understand. He's got moves like a ninja that you can't figure out. He's really going to stay in office. It's so stupid. Well, you know what, though? Listen to me. Do I look sad to you today about this? I'm not sad at all about this. We're always supposed to be the ones that are blamed for everything. We're always supposed to be the ones that are blamed for everything. What's new? When Nero fiddled while Rome burned, he blamed the Christians for it. Yeah? Every emperor ever. Go back and listen to my Baptist history that I've done. All of them do it. All of them are blaming them. And then you have Antifa and BLM burning cities down. And what happened? The government killed people. All these white patriots went to the Capitol and they shot and killed them. Well, government's the only one that killed anybody. Now this security guard died or whoever, I don't know what the story is that I haven't seen anything yet. But the point is, that's what they're doing. Government's the one that's killed them. I'm not playing the race card. I'm not playing the race card, but I'll tell you something right now. I ain't one of those little wimpy preachers that won't tell a black man to pull his pants up, pull his string tight, and stop fornicating with a bunch of women and having a bunch of babies and start being a man and standing up. You know what the black man's problem is today? The black man. Look in the mirror, friend. Just like I gotta look in the mirror and handle my business. That black dude's gotta look in the mirror and handle his business too. And that black woman needs to quit sleeping around with a bunch of men and having a bunch of illegitimate children. They need to get saved by the grace of God. They need to be a real family. How you like them apples? You don't like them, do you? I'll tell you that right now. Because there ain't enough white guys like me that'll say that. There ain't enough preachers out there that'll say it. But I'll say it. Because I know it's true. And I know that's what the problem is. I'm going to tell you what. Your greatest problem ain't some white dude. And I'm talking about me. I'm talking to me and you here. I'm talking to me and you. Man to man. Our greatest problem isn't some idiot up in Washington. You know what our greatest problem is? Right in the mirror. Right in the mirror. That's our greatest problem. White, black, blue, purple, red, orange, I don't care what color you are. Your greatest problem is you. Don't you dare give other men the power over you. You know why I hate Black Lives Matter? Because it's absolutely demeaning to human beings. It's absolutely demeaning. It's absolutely demeaning to look at a man and have to form some group and make him think. And make him think that... I mean, how condescending is it? It's like you're talking to a monkey. That's what you're treating them like. Like they're lower than you. It's so absolutely condescending. To look at a man that black, really? No kidding? They do? Like I need to second guess that? And let me tell you this. It's all part of a communist, socialist, Jesuit structure. Because the white supremacists that really run the world is sitting in the Vatican in Rome. And they absolutely hate black men. It's a communist structure. And they hate black men. They absolutely hate them. And there is a white power structure. There absolutely is. Absolutely there is. And you know who works with them? Men like Jesse Jackson. Men like Al Sharpton. And they're conditioned, and they're conditioning millions of people to be victims. And think somebody owes them something. Let me tell you something. Here's the thing. And here's the truth of it. There are bad actors in BLM, mostly the whole organization is built on witchcraft, Antifa. There are bad actors in the Patriot movement. But I'm going to tell you something. There's also CIA operatives in all these groups. And the CIA runs all these groups. You better believe it. Whether it's Proud Boys, whether it's whatever, the CIA has infiltrated every single one of these groups. And they control and run every single one of them. And they have their agent provocateurs that are part of it. And I'm going to tell you something. They got wizards up there like Donald Trump. And they got wizards up there like General Flynn. And they have all the, and Lynn Wood and all these other attorneys and all these other people. And what do? All day long? They lead people astray. When they knew full well that there was nothing that Pence was going to do about that. Because he couldn't. And I'm not defending Pence. He's a Jesuit. Look, they all are in place, just like the Supreme Court. Where should this have been handled at, Supreme Court? What did the Supreme Court do? Kicked it down the road? Why? Because they knew what would happen. By the way, they also would rather have, they would rather see white fundamentalist Christians go a little crazy, because after a while they'll calm down, than having black riots and interracial riots everywhere that they stoke the flames of. All of these groups are infiltrated. All of them. All of them are. All these groups have their agent provocateurs in them. It only takes a few. I watched a video over there in Minneapolis. White dude in a security outfit. Looked actually not a security outfit, in a government-issued outfit, busting windows and starting movements, starting riots, kicking it off. It only takes a little bit to kick it off. Right? I'll show you a true thing that Alex Jones' InfoWars put out, which this is actually true. And you know how I feel about InfoWars. But it's true. So, see, I'm not one of those guys. I'm not one of those guys that can't tell the truth. That if somebody tells the truth, I'm afraid to say that guy told the truth. Right? If it's Alex Jones telling the truth, then fine. He told the truth. But this is the truth. Look at it. BLM riots lasted 7 months. Capitol riot lasted 7 hours, several hours. Condemned mostly by Republicans, condemned by all Republicans and Democrats, encouraged by media and politicians, encouraged only by the fringe political groups. Police force used on both, 23 people shot dead. By the way, that was people. Not by, that was people shooting. One person shot dead, 700 officers injured, 14 officers injured, 150 federal buildings damaged, one federal building damaged. Hundreds of small businesses destroyed, no small businesses destroyed. See the difference? Right? That's the difference. There's a major difference in it. Absolutely major difference in it. And by the way, you have all these people. You have all these people saying things like, oh, if it was black people, they would have done this and they would have done that. Right? Which, by the way, was a joke because that white lady got her stinking neck blown off right away. They didn't take it easy. They didn't take it easy on anybody. They didn't take it easy on anybody there. They set those patriots up. They set them up. Of course Alex Jones is a fraud. We already know that. But that doesn't mean what he said was wrong. And that's where some people can't learn from people that are wrong about stuff. They set that lady up. That's what happened. They set all those people up. See, that's how it's all led by Antichrist, because they're all just a bunch of fakes. And then they get up there and say, we must condemn the violence. Have Trump get online and condemn the violence. It's so stupid. Like, I got to run around and condemn violence. I should condemn violence. When haven't we condemned violence? When don't we condemn violence? Where were all these people condemning the violence when they were burning down Minneapolis? They called them protesters. Peaceful protesters, they called them, as they were burning buildings down in the entire city. They said, oh, they're peaceful protesters. But what does Biden call these people? Domestic terrorists. Why? Because they came where you're at? You didn't care if they burnt Minneapolis down. So what's the deal? All agent provocateur stuff, right-left paradigm, throwing them all together. Just throwing them all together into the same group. Well, it's double standards, but it's part of the game. It's all part of the game. It's what they do. It's stoking the flames. Like this guy. He was there. That guy's not a Republican. That guy's not a Trumpster. He's not. He's not. But see, here's what you don't understand. They have to make the white Christians look like terrorists. The fundamentalist Christians. And a bunch of racists, just like they did the South. It's the Pope, it's the same plan the Pope has. They have to make white Christians look like a bunch of racist, mean, violent terrorists. Just like they did the South. They made the war all about slavery, and it wasn't all about slavery. That was a joke. I'm not saying the South didn't have things to repent of. I'm not saying the South didn't have things to repent of. I'm telling you, if you bought the narrative that the South was just nothing more but a bunch of racist people that beat their slaves and did all these things, it's an oversimplification and it's an exaggeration of what happened. And I'm not defending what they did. I'm not, but what I'm saying to you is, it's not true. That war was not fought over slavery. Not at all. That was so they could destroy the Protestant and the Baptist of the South. It was the Pope's revenge. That's what it was. And again, that's not to defend slavery either. I'm not doing that. See, don't miss it. I'm asking you to put your big boy hats on and your big boy and big girl ears on and listen to what I'm saying. Because it's a multifaceted situation. Just like this is. There's many players in the game. Many players in the game. And you have everybody saying, oh, look, there's no... Let's see here. Here you go. Here's another one. Sullivan's group is Insurgents USA. The violent protest he organized in July was also hosted by Solidarity for Justice, Salt Lake Equal Rights Movement, and the Salt Lake Anti-Fascist Coalition. So were there players all mixed up in this? You bet there are. Right? And there's always got to be a troll that comes in that's very ignorant of history. That's just how it works. And we don't care. We'll just ignore him. He can say what he wants. So if you look at this, and understand what's going on here, those patriots were led to go there. And by the way, there is absolutely nothing wrong. There is absolutely nothing wrong with people meeting at the Capitol on that day. There is absolutely nothing wrong with them holding a protest or a rally there. What is wrong is if they broke into something. If they damaged property. That's wrong. By the way, Trump signed an executive order that if anybody's caught damaging Capitol property, any property, if they're caught doing that, they get 10 years in prison. It wasn't a failed coup, because there was no coup that was going to happen. You have to be a literal idiot if you believe that there was going to be a coup to take over the federal government with a bunch of patriots that weren't even armed. How absolutely stupid do you have to be? You know what you've been doing? Following stupid YouTube videos. Because that's just dumb. It's absolutely stupid to believe that. That there was going to be some coup to take over the government. That's so dumb. Like you're going to take over that juggernaut. Like the government is really led by Joe Biden and Kamala and Kamala Harris. Like it really is. Like Trump's actually really running the government right now, the federal government. Like there's not a system that's running it, and they're just a man that's put in place. Give me a break, man. You can see it as plain as day. You can see it as plain as day. That there's a system in place that nobody's going to thwart. That nobody's going to get around. That nobody's going to change. Gatekeepers that are put in place. Prove it. All right, well, I guess I can prove it. Because nothing changed. Everything Trump did was by executive order. Everything is going to be reversed when Biden comes in by executive order. Nothing changed. Nothing's changed. They're going to show you that they're going to put a guy back in. They made Biden president. Do I believe that they cheated in that election? Yes. Because I don't believe that 80 million people voted for Biden. I absolutely don't believe that. And I do believe, because of Trump's popularity, that 85 million people voted for him. You better believe I believe that. And you better believe I believe that they cheated. And the only way you have to cheat is mail-in ballots. It's the easiest way to cheat ever. And have the machines and control the counting. And yes, it did happen. And Pence didn't let anyone down, because there's nothing, absolutely nothing that Pence could have done about it. There's nothing that Pence could have done about it. The Supreme Court had to do something about it, and they decided not to enter into it. They're the only ones that could have done anything to stop any of that. He had no power. And there are so many people that just believe everything that they hear like that. But it's not accurate information. And see, here's the reason why I believe Trump is in on this as well. Because Trump knew that Pence couldn't do anything about it. He absolutely knew that there was nothing that could be done to overturn that election. They drew those patriots there They set up a nasty sting. They put some agent provocateurs there. They got the crowd all fired up. And they let it happen. That's pretty easy to see. And then all these senators were like, well, just kidding. We're not going to oppose anything. Just kidding. Really? So you guys, see, when this happened in 1879 or something like that, they had a commission that Ted Cruz said, they had a commission and five senators, five congressmen, and five people on the Supreme Court viewed all the information to look and see if it was fraudulent. And then they made their decision. See, that was the correct decision to do. That's what should have happened, and no, nothing else would have happened. But they didn't do that. Right? They didn't do that. Why? Because that was the logical answer that was put down with all the craziness. That was the true position that should have taken place. But they didn't want that. They wanted the crazy. They wanted the insane. Trump conceded nothing's going to happen next. Just like nothing was going to happen anyway. Trump was never going to stay in office. He knew that he was done. But when you get enough crazy people, that's what's going to happen. That's what's going to happen when you get enough crazy people involved. That's what they do. They go loony. They go nuts. And that's what happened. They went crazy. Some people did. Do I think there's bad elements in there? Absolutely. Do I think there was some possible, there was provocateurs in there? Sure. I already showed you a few. Or one in particular. There's more. There's more. And all these people were like, release the Kraken. The Kraken's going to take it all. Release the Kraken. I looked at that stuff and I was like, yeah, right. Whatever. They ain't going to do nothing. Yes, they wanted Trump followers to look like idiots. That's what their whole goal was. But you don't, here's the thing. Bluegrass booger. That's funny, man. Q team got this. Don't worry. QAnon's gonna do it. That is so retarded. That QAnon stuff was just a waste of time. Absolute waste of time and distraction. When, let's be honest, Trump was friends with Jeffrey Epstein. Trump was friends with Epstein's girlfriend. Right? Trump was friends with Epstein's girlfriend. Pilgrim Lady, I did a video with Mike Hoggard on Q. You can go back and watch it. What his position was on Q. He happened to agree with it. I happened to not take a stand on it because I didn't really think because I think they're all crooked as a dog's hind leg. And the Clintons were there. Right? So all these people were part of this. You're not going to stop that system that's in place. You're not going to stop that system that's in place. I believe Q is 100% fake. I think it's controlled opposition. It's just false news. It's like Mockingbird. It's like it's fodder. I don't think it's real. Trust the plan. And what was it? What's Q designed for? Well, I happen to believe that Q is designed to make us look stupid. I think Q is designed for us to follow it. To follow and trust the plan. That's what I think. When David Knight, who was formerly with InfoWars, tells the truth about all this. What does he say? He goes, the siege of the American economy happened under Donald Trump. See, now let me make it real for you. Let me make it real for you. Who shut down the U.S. economy? Who took 2 weeks to slow the spread? Who totally sank the greatest economy ever? It was your boy Trump. Who followed the little Jesuit sorcerer, Fauci? Well, it was Trump. Wait, I got one for you. Are you ready? Are you ready? Enoch Ortega and Juan Gomez? Are you ready? Where's all my Trumpsters at? Are you ready? Who sent out socialized payments to every person in America? Well, it wasn't Barack Obama. Well, it wasn't Fauci. Well, it wasn't Biden. Who gave you a vaccine? Operation Warp Speed. Operation Warp Speed. Transform and roll out. Who did that? What? That was Trump that signed on that. Well, wait a minute. So wait. So really what you're saying is? Wait. So really what you're saying is that Trump shut the economy down? Trump let the fascists take control? Trump sunk the election? Trump sent out socialized payments? Twice? Under Trump, the greatest transfer of wealth in the history of the United States of America took place? Trump pushed the LGBTQ movement? Well, I mean, it's almost like Trump was working for the devil. It's almost like Trump got all the Christians to back him, to vote him, vote for him. It's almost like you were distracted into believing there was a big, huge enemy. And he was really the enemy. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. So, wait a minute. Hold on. Trump was a Democrat before he ran in 2015. Wait. He was a lifelong Democrat. And then wait. He actually came in inside the Republican Party. And wait, he took complete control of the Republican Party. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. No, this can't be. This has to be radical elephants. Like, this can't be true, can it? Wait, you're saying that Trump actually came in and, wait, and he actually took control of the Republican Party and then he nuked it on his way out? Then he nuked the whole thing? All right, now here you go, Trumpsters. I'm going to play a song and it's your turn to argue with me and tell me that all my facts are wrong. Ready? Go. I'm going to play a song for you. Let's see, which one shall we play? How about this one?
We're on the battlefield for Jesus. Come and join us in the fight. We're marching against Satan, and we're standing for what's right. We won't desert nor surrender. We are soldiers till we die. We're on the battlefield for Jesus. Victory is our battle cry. We're on the battlefield for Jesus. Come and join our happy throng. We're blood-washed, born-again believers, and we sing a joyful song. King Jesus is our mighty captain, and it's Him we shall obey. We're on the battlefield for Jesus, winning souls for Christ today. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and bought me with His redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew Him, and all my love is due Him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing flood.
Okay, so I'm just so excited, I gotta stop that. So, in other words, basically, here's what happened. Let me put it for you in wrestling terms. Let's see, what was it called back then? I almost forgot. WCW. Here's what happened. Okay. So, the two outsiders came in. The two outsiders, Hall and Nash. Hall and Nash came in to the WCW and said they were taking over. And they said they were from the WWF and they were taking over the WCW. So Hall and Nash, they came in there and they were called the Outsiders. Okay? And the Outsiders came in and they set it up and they had a, there was a war, okay? The Outsiders came in and they had a war and they were meeting with Sting and Lex Luger and Ric Flair and these guys and they were gonna fight those guys, okay? So, they get up there and they set it up for the pay-per-view event. But they said they had a secret partner that was gonna come in and help them. And the secret partner came out in all black, in red, And he came out, but they thought that it was Hulk Hogan. But they thought Hogan was the man. Here he comes crashing down. They thought he was the hero. But then Hulk Hogan ripped off his shirt and it said NWO. And he ripped off his shirt and Hogan dropped the leg down and dropped it down on Sting and Lex Luger, pinned him for the 1-2-3. And Hulk Hogan was New World Order. And then Hulk Hogan started the New World Order inside the WCW. Right? So Hulk Hogan started the New World Order, and he had NWO, and he was the white and black. And he came out there. But what did he do? He infiltrated the WCW, and he infiltrated as that bad. He was a good character that turned bad. And then ran it, and then they turned the bad guy into the good guy, and everybody was rooting for the New World Order. And then Sting joined the New World Order. And then all these other guys joined the New World Order. And all these guys were in the New World Order. Now, it was never good. It was always wicked as hell. They were a bunch of perverts, dirty, rotten, disgusting, nasty, filthy, half-naked people running around. But what I'm saying is, that's the plot. That's the plot. Do you see what I mean? I don't recommend watching any wrestling. It's filthy. In fact, I'll do an expose on it sometime. But anyway, the point is, that's the plot. That's the plot. Do you see what I mean? They're all... He single-handedly came in, and all the gains that Republican Party is having, he's going to cipher off what's called as the Republican Party? Do you see what I mean? That's the game. You see the game? What you gonna do when Trumpomania runs wild on you? And they literally got... Okay, so I said this way back then. When Trump had that awful... Oh man, I wonder if I can find a picture of it. Hang on, let me see if I can find a picture of it. I said this to you guys years ago. Okay? There ain't no way this guy right here, this billionaire, is walking around like ding 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 a ling ding 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 a ling ding 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 a ling. I'm a big old Hammond egger like you. He's not. He's not that guy. He's not that guy. And he's a billionaire. And he's walking around like a ham and egger, like he's just one of you. America! Proud to be an American! Where at least I know I'm free! He's not that guy. But everybody thought he was that guy because he transformed himself into that guy. And that absolutely ugly, heinous-looking hat. Absolutely heinous, ugly. He got everybody to wear that stupid-looking hat. That is the ugliest hat. And he walked around and he acted like he was that guy. And he wasn't that guy. He's a billionaire that lives in a high-rise somewhere. Right? That's who he is. That's who he is. And what did he do? He had to sink it. He had to sink the New World Order before he left. He had to sink his wrestling brand before he left. Why? Because he's not going to be able to run for office, that's why. That it was all of it was a plan. He went in there, he's going to sink that Republican Party, they're going to siphon off their own work. Trump is out for Trump. I'm not sad at all. Because I told you guys it was happening 4 years ago. Go back into the archives. Trump, the Hegelian dialectic. I told you guys years ago. I told you. I didn't know how it was going to do it. I didn't know everything. No, I'm not saying that. Hey, I was a lost heathen, man. I watched wrestling all the time. I even watched it after I got saved and had to repent of it later. But I told people that that's what it was. That, I mean, Trump, he was a Democrat. And he walked right in and became a Republican, and everybody was like, yeah, that's normal. Lock her up. Lock her up. Lock her up. Oh, I think she's a nice woman. I think they've been through enough. I think we ought to just move on and heal the country and let it go. What are they going to do to Trump? They're going to heal the country and he's going to go. He's going to heal the country and he's going to let him go. Look, ex-presidents, ex-presidents don't really go to prison and they don't get prosecuted and they don't, all these people say, Trump's like, I'm going to pardon myself. There ain't nobody going to do nothing to him. Because when it's all said and done, Biden's going to be like, we need to move on. The country needs to move on. The country needs to heal. I knew it was all full of beans when people that supported Ron Paul were switching over and supporting Trump. And I'm like, there's not even a comparison there. The platforms are way different. He's not. Trump is fake. The whole thing is fake. And the reason why it's so believable is the stuff that about him is believable. That he has some stuff. He did some good stuff. Yeah. Sure he did. That's what makes the story more believable. Right? That's what makes it so believable. The journey has just begun. It's not over yet. The journey has just begun. That's what it is. Man, there's 130 people on here. 131. Let's get some likes up there, man. Get this thing spread everywhere. I got 55 likes and 131 people. Man, I want to hear from some of you people. Comment on the live chat if you can. If you're driving, don't do that. But if you're not driving and you're sitting, comment on the chat. I want to hear from you. Is this your first time listening? Let's hear it. Or if you listen for a while, there's like 130 people on there, man. Vanessa's on there! What are you doing on there, Vanessa? You never listen. How'd you get here? I'm just kidding. How's Efree doing? Trump's not going to beat up Biden because they're all on the same team. They're all going to be backslapping each other. Woohoo! We did it, you bunch of dumb ham and eggers. We did it. Look at all these dum-dums. I'm going to tell you, Trump thinks that those people are a bunch of idiots. Right? What will I do without Trump screaming at me for the next? You don't know what a ham and egger is? What's the matter with you? That's all the simple people that continued to believe that there was some magical way that Trump was going to get into office again. Remember all these people that were like prophesying that Trump was going to be in office again? And General Flynn gets up there and goes, Trump is staying in office. I wonder, and they keep making comments like this. I wonder who Trump's going to pick for a vice president. Right? Wow. Vanessa, what poem is that? They literally let him into that Republican Party, and he ran that Republican Party. Oh, no, I don't think he did great stuff, Paul. I don't think he did great stuff. What I mean is that he did things that made it believable. The things he said, and as far as voting for the tax cut and all those things were fine. But I don't think he did anything that was, like, great. But the point is, it was enough. He signed... What do you think about the false prophets on YouTube that said Trump would win and have a second term? Well, I think about all false prophets, they belong on a dunghill. Wow, I didn't listen to that or read that poem. But you see, this movement was meant to go up and then to bring it down. I'm telling you, that little stunt sunk in the eyes of a lot of people. Right? That little thing sunk. And it was all, and by the way, he turned himself into a Christian without repenting and believing the gospel. Trump transformed himself into a Christian without even He even said that he repented. Or he even said that he didn't have to repent. By the way, do you see how God punished Jerry Falwell Jr. for backing Trump? How God outed Jerry Falwell Jr.? How he outed him as living in sin, and how he lost and outed him and lost his job? Oh, yeah. See, Trump did everything under the Republican banner that a Democrat would do. He did everything under that. Socialized medicine. Socialized payments. You know, Trump literally continued to fund Planned Parenthood through those bills. He continued to fund them as a Republican. Right? Continued to. Well, of course. I mean, they're all... They just transform the definition of Christianity. That's all they do. They transform the definition of Christianity. See, I think Trump being outed, or people starting to see what Trump is in that sense. However, let me be clear. I'm not blaming Trump for people rioting or anybody dying. That's not his fault. That's not his fault. Absolutely not. Nor can he be blamed for that. Because people... It's not wrong for people to be outraged by government. It's not wrong for them to be outraged by any of those things. None of that's wrong. You know, that's not unbiblical in that sense, to be outraged by government. People have their own free will, and they have the right to make a decision on what they're going to do. Right? So, I think, in summing most of it up, here's the thing that you have to understand. Yes, there were corrupt players, but I think they all are corrupt players. None of these people live by a set of rules that are defined. Do you understand that? And Christians got caught up in that. Is there anything wrong with being loyal to a country? Not in the sense of where you live and being a good citizen, paying your bills, being a blessing to your neighbors, and those type of things. No, that's not wrong. It's not wrong to care about your neighbor, to protect your neighbor's property, to honor those that are in authority. It's not wrong to honor those that are in authority. It's not wrong to respect government officials. It's not wrong to respect the governor or respect those in authority. It's not wrong to do that. The Bible says to do that. Somebody said, you keep bringing up everything bad about Trump. You haven't mentioned anything negative about Biden. Well, because everybody already knows Biden's a devil. What's there left to say about Biden being a devil? They already know he's a pedophile pervert that strokes little girls and that kisses every little girl he finds, and it's all on camera and nobody did anything about it. Of course. See, Biden's not the deception. Trump is. Everybody already knows Biden's wicked. My only hope is Jesus Christ, Justin. My hope is not in a politician. My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. Right? I don't have any hope in any of these people. None whatsoever. You know, I believe that we ought to be good citizens, that we ought to pay our bills and pay taxes and do the things that we have to do. Even Joseph came when all the world was taxed under Caesar. Even Joseph came. Right? And so I believe that's important to do, that all those things are necessary to do. In that sense. But I also believe that there's no way that we put a leader or a country over Christ. We don't put a leader or a country over Christ. We don't leave the scriptural principles of the Bible to follow an earthly leader. In Romans chapter 13, it says, let every soul be subject unto the higher power. The powers that be are ordained of God. So, here Rahab disobeys the king and she follows the Lord. Right? She followed the Lord. She went above and followed the Lord. That's what she did. Who else did that? The Hebrew midwives. They followed the Lord. Daniel followed the Lord. Disobeyed the king. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego followed the Lord. You and I, our principles must continue. We must follow the Lord. He is the highest power of all. And a lot of people held their nose and followed Trump through all his wickedness. And he was a deceiver. Let every soul be subject to the higher powers, for there is no power but of God. The powers that be are ordained of God. Whosoever therefore resisteth the power, resisteth the ordinance of God. And they that resist shall receive to themselves damnations. Damnation, for rulers are not a terror to good works, but to the evil. Wilt thou then not be afraid of the power? Do that which is good, and thou shalt have praise of the same. Good, evil, good, evil, good, evil. Most of these people followed Trump right into a trap. The Trump trap. Right up to the Supreme Court, or right up to the Capitol. Right up there. They followed him right up there. That's how I knew they were bewitched by politics. They were bewitched by politics. Because you weren't going to convince these people of everything that Trump stood for. You weren't going to convince them. He is like an Antichrist figure. Constantine. Look, I warned people. I warned them back with Greg Dixon when I did that Trump the next Constantine. I warned people that. But see, the siege of the American economy was taken by Trump. He did that. He sunk the U.S. economy. He's the one that did it. Instead of draining the swamp, he drained people of ethics and morals. But look how fast. But see, here's the thing. You can tell the people that were involved were different. People at that Capitol dispersed pretty quickly. There wasn't like a big siege for all day long. Why? Because there's a lot of real people there, good people. And there's some people that probably were good people that got caught up in evil. They got caught up in the fervor of the crowd. There were some good people there that got caught up. And I feel sorry for those people. I do. So, and I believe that those people were let in, and I don't believe that, I don't believe they stormed the Capitol, because I don't believe anybody can storm the Capitol like that. That was all set up. It's all game. Look how Trump leaves. That's right. The House, the Senate, and the executive branch all controlled by the other party. and he's made out to be this great enemy that they hate. Mark my words, nothing of any real of any real damage is going to come to Trump. In fact, those patriots that were up there, they're probably going to get nailed by his 10-year executive order, his 10-year trial, his 10 years in prison. They're probably going to go to prison. It was a setup. And yes, there was BLM. Yes, there was Antifa. And Trump. Trump don't have to go nowhere. I'm telling you, he doesn't have to go anywhere. He doesn't have to. And all these groups are used as pawns. Yep. And Antifa and BLM and those people will walk free. The ones that'll be really hooked are those patriotic people. I think a lot of it's a game. But the thing is, to accuse him of, you know, doing something illegal, it wasn't illegal. He didn't cause those people to do what they did. I think provocateurs did, and I don't know how much he was directly involved with. I don't know. But he was involved with it. Some, I don't see how you can get around it, that this wasn't a big setup. I hate to sound duplicitous at all, but it's just, I don't see how you can get around this, that this wasn't a big setup. I just don't. What God's people need to do, and they always thrive, yep, Satan's fingerprints are all over it, separate unto Christ. It's just, that's what we have to be. Thanks, Brother Paul. That's the way that we have to be. We're not a part of their groups. We're not in their groups, right? We're not. I'm not a part of any of these Patriots groups and their, all of, I don't want to be a part of any of them. I'm part of the Lord's church, his local New Testament church right here. That's the only group that I stand with as far as I'm concerned. Those are the people that I know. So, and trying to help all of you to hear the truth. But it looks like it was a big Trump trap. Or they used Trump to get what they wanted, but I can't believe that that guy didn't know all that. It's too convenient that he crashes the entire system before he leaves. It just is. It's bigger than what we realize. There's more going on. I don't like people being falsely accused of things, so I'm careful about that because I don't... You can't blame him directly like that and say, well, it's his fault. No, because then that's basically saying there's freedom of speech, like he can't say what he wants to and people can't gather, and that's the cause so then therefore people can't gather. No, that's not accurate. So in that sense, no, it's not his fault like that. But I think there's more going on. And I think he knew exactly the score of that game. So, all right. Well, God bless you all. I'm going to get out of here. I need to get out of here. If you all want to say hi real quick, I'll give you a chance to say hi. I'll play a song. Say hi. There's 130 people on here. We had about almost 150 today on here, 140-something. But if you want to say hi quickly, that's what I'm saying, Vanessa. He knew what was going on. He had to. The more I think about it, the more he was involved. It's just you can't blame him for those people rioting. Because then they can blame us for, if we go meet at the Capitol and protest and preach the Word of God there, they'll say, well, you caused a riot. That's right, Cheeky, you can't handle it. All right, so say hi here real quick. By the way, while I got you all on here, don't forget to support our ministry by your prayers and by giving if the Lord so leads you to. You can go to our sermonaudio.com/Pastor Cooley page. Go on our homepage, click here to give, and you can donate through PayPal. That's salvationpreacher@gmail.com. Salvationpreacher@gmail.com or PastorCooley@iCloud.com. Or you can mail us something. You can go to the bottom of the screen right here. And you can mail us right here. Here's our address right here. You can mail us something if you choose. But support people that are preaching the gospel. We're going out tomorrow to preach the gospel. We're going out tomorrow. We're going to go out, a bunch of us men. We're going to take our banners and we're going to go preach the gospel somewhere. You ought to pray for us. You ought to support our ministry.
Mary had a baby and that good news. Mary had a baby and that good news. Mary had a baby, he is the King of glory. Mary had a baby and that good news. He will die to save us and that good news. He will die to save us and that good news. He will die to save us, honor the name of Jesus. He will die to save us, think of that good news. Who is the baby? Who is the babe of Bethlehem? He is the Savior. He comes to die for every man. He is called King Jesus, Everlasting Father, Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Gentle Shepherd, Loving Prince of Peace. Mary had a baby and that good news. Christ is soon returning and that good news. Christ is soon returning and that good news. Christ is soon returning. Oh, how my heart is yearning. Christ is soon returning. That's good news. Who is the baby? Who is the babe of Bethlehem? He is the Savior. He comes to die for every man. Mary had a baby. Jesus died to save us. He is soon returning. And that good news.
Amen. That's some good news. Let's see who's on here. Will you record your street preaching? Yes, I hope to broadcast live from out there as the men preach. So we'll look at doing that for sure. You know, and I wasn't really planning on putting that together with Donald Trump and from way back when coming in and syncing that. The Lord just kind of unfolded that. I'll be honest with you, that's the way that unfolded. But it's consistent with all of my teaching over the years. You know, it's just the way it is. So I always watch out for Antifa. Amen. But we got to get out and preach. We got to get out there and preach. People need the gospel. Amen. People need to hear the truth. They need the hope of the Lord and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Man, I'm going to look for something else here. I'm going to get out of here. I got to get some work done. Then I'm going to go home and eat some deer. I'm going to go home and eat some deer, man. I'm going to eat some venison. So, let's see. You pray for us, and man, what a blessing. It's good to be on here with you today. Remember, the gospel of Jesus Christ saves, and that's what people need. They need it more than ever. Get out there and preach the word of God. Get out there and share the gospel with people. Get out there and warn people to flee from the wrath to come. Amen? All right, everybody.